Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run its armies, royal dreams.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Brother, sisters, got another nugget need to drop in your lap today. I want to welcome everybody to tonight's show. Multitasking as always. On the road, heading back home from Big D. So thank everybody so much for joining me on tonight's show. So, brothers and sisters, let's jump. And again, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you tonight. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you. We want to talk about the school of self-sabotage. Many of us, in fact, most of us, in fact, all of us, are unknowingly enrolled in the school of hard knocks. Now, brothers and sisters, the school of hard knocks, the school of self-sabotage, the school of adversity, the school of defeat, the school of depression, if you will, the school of, how can I put this very, very delicately, self-spanking. So, I want to really express, expose, and expand the importance of getting out of the school of hard knocks. There is no need any longer for us to live in adversity. Now, again, you may hear a little background noise. If the call drops, just hang tight. I'll call right back in. You guys know the drill. But today, we want to get out of the school of hard knocks. We want to get out of self-sabotage. There's no reason for us to continue sabotaging our own success. There's no reason for us, you and I, to continue to abuse ourselves. There's no reason for us to sabotage our success. We are all, this is like 100 ways to sabotage your success. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, we are all in some way or another sabotaging our success. So now we got to figure out, how do I stop sabotaging my success? If I don't want to sabotage my success, what should I be being? And the more important question is, how am I sabotaging myself? What am I doing that's contributing to my default or my default? What am I doing that's not allowing me to be successful? Well, we could talk about all of the individual things that we do that sabotage our success. But seven whys. If you ask yourself the question why seven times, you get down to the core. You get down to the meat, if you will. you get down to the bottom line of why are you sabotaging yourself? Now, you could go through the process of analyzation of why we are sabotaging our success. You could do that. And by going through the process, which is the purpose of the life management system, which is what I do for a living, is assist people going through this process of analyzing themselves and their behavior to get to the core of why they do, why we do what we do. Now, that's a great process. That's a great program. I highly recommend the program. It works 1,000% of the time. Or we can just cut straight to the meat. We could bypass the process and go and get immediate results. Now, I like IMRs. I don't know about you, but I really like immediate, measurable results. So if you're like me and you like immediate, measurable results, then you want to continue to listen to tonight's message. Now, there's a lot of people who like what I do for a living, which is talking circles. So that way I don't hurt your feelings and you get to the end result at your own pace and at your own time. But if you are one of those people who want to get to the meat of the message without going around the mulberry bush and you want to get more immediate results, then what you want to do is what I've learned to do. Now, it took me 50 years, close to that amount of time, to get to the point of IMRs. And now I am not a guy that like to play church. Now I don't really care. Before, the old me, I needed to care. I wanted to care because I'm designed to care. And now I don't care. If you like me, that's great, but I really don't care if you like me. I'm more interested in when you get into the point of you liking you. So I don't really care anymore. I used to, but I'm a retired carer. So I don't really care if you like me or not. Now I only care that I don't care. That's it. Because I know by not caring, it allows you to be you, and it allows me to be me. And by you being you, you are told. It's automatic. You are built for success. It's impossible for you not to be successful. So the only way that you cannot be successful is if you're not being authentic. So we can slice it and dice it, but you're not accepting yourself. You're sabotaging yourself. So you are going to stay in Groundhog's Day until you stop sabotaging yourself. And the way you stop doing anything is to start doing something. And you need to start being original. You need to start beaming authentic. If you don't start, you will never stop. Now, again, I can go through the seven steps. You know, we can go through all of the seven modules. We can go through the program. You know, a year from now, you know, you'll be off the hizzle, faux shizzle. Or instead of taking the long way around, we can just cut straight to the meat of the message. We can just go straight to the program. We can just jump right in and give you your success. Now, it's this totally up to you, but it's important that you make the choice and you make the decision, because if somebody else makes the choice or the decision for you, then you are in trouble. Now, remember, I can make the decision for you. And the decision that I would make, the old me, would be for you to enroll in my program, give you a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I'll coddle you. You know, we just meet. We do our one-on-ones. You know, I tell you good stories. You tell me good stories. And I talk in circles, because that way you won't get your feelings hurt and everybody's happy. Now, we could do that. But I get the feeling that most people, you're kind of like where I'm at right now. Now, you're at a place in a stage in your life where, you know what, enough is enough. You know, enough playing church, enough coddling, enough, you know, kumbaya, enough, you know, saying things that is very, very feeling, but there is no knowing. Now, again, we could continue down this program, but I'm getting a feeling. I got a strong feeling that you like me. And that feeling is you're tired of being sick and tired. Now, I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. I will allow you to continue the process of going around the mulberry bush. I got a program that you are that you enrolled in, and it's going to take you a year to 5 years. I've had clients who get it in a year, and I've had clients who takes them about 5 years to get it. And what they get is self-acceptance. Now, I'm going to teach you how to accept yourself, because you're going to keep sabotaging yourself until you accept yourself. There's no way out. There's the only way. There's only one way. People talk about, you know, Jesus Christ is the only way. That's true, because Jesus Christ represents self-authenticity. So Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. So when they say you must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Lord, Kyrios, Savior, Sozo. Turn it around. Savior, Sozo, Lord, Kyrios. So Sozo protects from being molested, to protect you from the molester. Kyrios, by being your own owner. So the only way out to stop molesting yourself with your own freaking brain is for you to be your own owner, for you to own yourself, for you to take personal responsibility and respond to the ability that the Father has placed inside of you. As long as you keep shucking and jiving, as long as you keep blaming other people, as long as it's always somebody else's fault, it is amazing to me. It is mind-numbing and mind-blowing. Now, I've been doing this. I ain't talking about shizness I read out of a book. You are in Groundhog's Day right now. You are in the school of sabotage right now. You are sabotaging your success right now. You are destroying your life right now. You are wasting your time right now. You are blowing your money right now. And if it's not you, it's somebody you know. Right now as I'm speaking to you, and you know it in your gut, you know in your gut that you are not oscillating and vibrating at your highest possible level. You know it. You know you're not doing and you're not being what the Father has designed and gifted you to do. You know. You know that you're leaving something on the table. You know. You know in your gut that there's a better mousetrap. You know you should be making more money. You know you should be eating better or exercising better. You know that you should have a deeper understanding, not about going anywhere, but just by being authentic. Now, when I say being authentic, that means self-acceptance. You are not accepting yourself because you are not believing in yourself because you don't know yourself. That's the only way you cannot accept yourself. So you reject who you are. You cannot be. Even if you have great successes in your life, no matter how successful you are, you're going to water it down. And you're going to say, well, you know, yeah, I did do that. But, you know, everybody, you know, graduated from high school. No, boo-boo, everybody did not graduate from high school. Well, you know, all my friends, you know, they, you know, turned 18 before they, you know, or they got pregnant before they was 18. I was the only one in my crew that didn't have a baby out of wedlock before 18. And you just blew it off like it's nothing. Okay, I'm not hooked on drugs. I'm not a prostitute. All of your accomplishments, you just blow them off. Because if you accept your accomplishments, the things that you've done correctly. Now, I know you have a plethora of things that you've done incorrectly, and those are the only one you talk about. Why is it that you only feel the shitness that is not real? Can you explain to me why you can always feel bad and it's hard as hell for you to feel good? You can feel good for a day, maybe two. Sometimes you squeak out of 1 week. You can go 7 days, and on day number eight, all of a sudden, Slewy Louie shows up at your mental brain. He knocks on your mental door, and he brings back a mental thought. He says, see, this is why you got fired from your last job. This is why your girl is sleeping with your brother. This is why you got them little bad little mojitos. This is why. And then you keep mulling over. Now, remember, every time you remember, it means to return to the previous memory. That means all of the chemicals that were released in the body when you was in that negative space, it come back. So every time you remember that when your man left you, your brain thinks your man is leaving you all over again, and you go back and you re-release those chemicals in your body all over again, and you re-summon all them demons all over again, and they re-feed. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet of eating off of your depression. Every time you remember, every time you return to the previous member, the previous membership, every time you return to the previous membership, you're releasing the previous chemicals in the previous neurological network that summons the previous demons to continue to previously return to that previous all-you-can-eat buffet of depression, oppression, depression, recession. So you keep feeding the same demon because you keep remembering the same shizness. And that's sabotage. You keep self-sabotaging yourself. Now, let me make sure you understand the school of sabotage here. I'm a professional sabotager. There's nobody on earth. See, I sabotage myself. I sabotage 58 jobs. I've sabotaged 23 businesses. I've sabotaged, I don't know, ooh, wow. Like I said, in my first marriage, I cheated so many times. I lost count. I don't remember. I lost count. It was so many, I just stopped counting. It's just too many. So there's nobody that can out sabotage me. I haven't met a professional sabotager like me on the planet. Now I know there's a self sabotager out there that may be better than me. I just ain't met him yet. I know if you out there, hey, email me and say, Doc, I got you beat, bro. I've quit more than 58 jobs. I'm talking about real jobs. Post office, UPS, you know, government jobs paying $25, $30 an hour. I'm not talking about those freaking $12 an hour McDonald's jobs. I'm talking about real jobs. So if you quit, if you got hired on and you worked and you got checks for more than 58 times, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Say, Doc, I'll but I mean, if you adultery more than and you lost count, if you went out there and if you sabotaged your success more than me, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. See, master teacher is just a master failure. See, I failed more than you thought. See, you've thought about doing the shizness I've done. I've met a lot of people who thought about climbing through a house, climbing through another man's house to sleep with another man's wife while another man walks into while another man is sleeping in the living room. And you're in his house, in his bedroom, and with his wife. Now, see, you've thought about it, but you didn't do it. See, you've thought about the shizness I've done. You want to talk about sabotage? You don't want to talk about sabotage. Not with me. Now, see, I'm not one of these, you know, Joel Osteen type preachers, teachers, or ministers. I don't like good Joel Osteen churches. Because you deal with Joel Osteen demons. Those are kind of demons where if you break a nail, oh girl, the devil showed up, broke my nail today. I had to pray to the Father. Father, I gotta go to the nail shop and repair my nail. The devil was on my back, tried to break my nail today. Girl, I had to pray and fight off that devil. Because you know what, I just had these $600 nails put on. Oh, you got your weave in. Oh, the greatest obstacle that you've had in your life is your weave got tangled up while you riding your convertible. Your $100,000 Bugatti and your weave got messed up. And that's the devil showing up in your life while you go to your, 10,000 square foot home that's in the neighborhood over there where there's not a black around in freaking 15 miles. And your gated community with your pool in the backyard and the devil's riding your back. Yeah, I'm not that. This is not the program. See, I deal with people who got real issues and real problems, and I help them destroy them real demons. So I'm a demon hunter. I destroy devils and demons. And them devils and demons is in your head. You are the only demon that exists. The only devil that is real is the one in your head. Now, I hate to be the bearer of good news, because if the devil's in your head, guess what? You don't want to get him out. You don't need no reverend, no doctor, no bishop, and no master teacher. You put him there, you take him out. Remember, how do you depossess yourself? The same way you possess yourself. How'd you do that? You reverse engineer depression. That's what I did. I just reversed the same way the devil get in, the same way you get him out. It's not rocket science. So how did he get in? Through a problem. How do you get him out? Through a product. Turn your problem into your product. Watch what happens to your devil. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. How do you get rid of your problems? Produce your product. Remember, how do you stop something? Start or produce something. It's not rocket science. I know. Remember, I serve the God that is omnisimplistic. You see, the big G, oh, man, he ain't lost a fight. He's undefeated. The big G is undefeated. Right now, you're in the school of sabotage. It's just a plethora of sabotaging going on. Every day you wake up, you come up with a new way to sabotage yourself. People tell me all the time, man, it's just amazing. I listen, so hey, we do the one-on-ones. So, oh, girl, what's going on today? Ooh, that devil. Wow, that devil. Really? What the devil doing? And then people proceed to tell me what the devil is doing. And the whole time I'm there talking, I'm listening to their thoughts that's in their head about their devil that's riding their back. And it's all in their head. We can make a prison. Or we can make out of hell. If it is to be, it is up to me. One decision away from heaven. What? You are one decision away from your $1 million. You're one decision away from supreme health. You are one decision away from all knowledge and gnosis. You're one decision away from a toe-curling relationship. One decision. One. All you got to do is decide to be you. That's it. All you got to do is decide to be you. But that decision to be you, that is almost impossible. I can count on one hand the number of people who made that decision to be authentic. One hand. One hand, the number of people who decided to be real. It's the hardest decision you have to make. Tonight, you will need to graduate from the school of self-sabotage. And you need to graduate, and you need to enroll into the school of self-sufficiency. You got a choice today, my brother. You got a choice today, my sister, to continue to stay enrolled in the school of self-sabotage. Or you can disenroll in the school of self-sabotage by enrolling in the school of self-sufficiency. And the only way to be self-sufficient is to be self-authenticating. Every day you got to self-authenticate. That means every day you got to say, I am. Blank, I am. You got to fill in that blank, brothers and sisters, based upon the answer sheet that was given to you by the Father. So you're in the school, and you are flunking the test, and you got the answer key. What? Where the hell they do that at? So let me get this right. So you are enrolled in the school of self-sabotage. And the big G gave you the answers to the test of the school of self-sufficiency. And you mean to tell me you would rather stay enrolled in the school of self-sabotage, self-defeat, failure, depression, fear, doubt, unbelief, poverty, sickness, ignorance, and bad relations. You mean to tell me you would rather, instead of picking up the answers to the test and taking the test and passing it with flying colors, because you got the answer to the test. And the answer to the test is in the letters of your name. Me, you don't like your date of birth. You don't like your name. In fact, you probably, just like I was, you hate the day that you were born. I know, boo-boo. I've been there, done that already. I got two T-shirts. Not one, two. I've been on this road a long time. A long time. I've been on this road longer than some of y'all been alive. And you know what's on this road? Sabotage. Now, let's break down this sabotaging thing for a little bit before we talk about sufficiency. Now, sabotage comes in all colors, shapes, forms, sizes. Black, white, male and female. But the biggest sabotager is self-rejection through self-obtained belief systems. We call it tradition. I call it religion. Now let me make sure you understand. Sabotage is interesting. Because sabotage is one of those things, my brothers, it's one of those things, my sisters, that is, I'm going to use the word off the hizzle, faux shizzle. Now, sabotage is really, really, really interesting because it sneaks up on you and it bites you in the, before you know what's going on. Now, I'm not talking about any kind of sabotage. I'm talking about self-sabotage. There's a lot of different, you can sabotage, you know, your success. You can sabotage your marriage. You can sabotage, you know, your job. You can sabotage a lot of things. But what I'm talking about tonight, self-sabotage. Now, out of all the types of sabotage that's out there, and there is a plethora, of saboteurs out there, self-sabotage is the king of all sabotage. Because when you sabotage the self, you destroy everything else. So self-sabotage is a type of behavior that you create. And it's really interesting because self-sabotage is the process of creating. So if you are a 6 or a 3 or a 9, you are a professional creator of problems that prevent your own success. Now, let me break it down for you, because as a professional, as I got a PhD in self-sabotage, nobody can come up with as many creative ways of creating problems in your own life that intercepts and interferes with your goals. Now, let me break it down for you, boo-boo, because what's happening is you are creating solutions that are short-term, but the short-term solutions are long-term problems. Now, let me make sure you understand, because see, right now, the short-term solution is releasing dopamine in your body. Right now, there's dopamine. So you're saying, right now, you're disagreeing with me because you got a short-term fix to a long-term problem. And you're telling me, your brain is telling you, don't believe Brother Will. You know, that fool think he's God's gift to the planet anyway. And, you know, he not all that. And so your brain is telling you, dismiss. I already know, boo-boo. I've been there, done that. See, self-sabotage works because if you are creating short-term success at the expense of long-term goals. Let me say it again. Now, you are winning today, but you're going to lose tomorrow. Why? Sin is pleasurable for a moment. Now, I'm a professional. I'm not a rookie. This ain't my first rodeo. I know what you're saying. I already said it. Everything you're thinking, I already thought. I know what you're thinking, but Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. I know what you're thinking. You're saying you don't really understand my situation. You don't understand what it's like to be me. You don't understand what it's like to live where I live. You don't understand what it's like to be in my skin. You don't understand what it's like to not have more, to have more bills than my. You don't know what it's like to be a single parent. You don't know what it's like to be a divorcee. You don't know what it's like, Brother Will, you know, to be the black sheep of the family. You don't understand, brother, what it's like to be their only child. You don't know. See, I already know. Because the way the school of self-sabotage works is the sabotage is delayed. So initially, you creating something that solves a problem. But the problem that you're solving is a 30-day problem, but you got a 30-year problem. So you need a 30-year solution, not a 30-day solution. So you solved your problem for 2 weeks. Now, let me give you an example. So when I was young, dumb, when I was younger and dumber and stupider, this is what I used to do. I used to do those payday loans. And I would do a payday loan for, you know, the payday loans, they charge like 600% interest, like some crazy. I would borrow $50 and I have to pay back $150. Let me get it right now. So I'm going to borrow $50. Now, I don't have to pay you back $50. I don't even pay you back $100. That's double. I got to pay you back $150. So I would borrow $50 and then to pay back the $150, I would get another payday loan for $150. And then I had to pay back $300. And then I got another payday loan for $300 to pay the $300 payday loan. And then I have to pay back $600 or $900. And then I would keep going until I was up to about $2,000 or $3,000. And then I would just skip out. And then they'd be calling me, blowing my phone up for me because I owe them money. So I just moved to another city and did the same thing all over again. And then I got hip, and then I started doing the same thing. Now, again, self-sabotage. How do you self-sabotage? You solve your problem that is an immediate problem with something that creates a bigger problem. That's self-sabotage. Self-sabotage, it don't look like self-sabotage because in the short term you win. So I would write a check for $10. I didn't have no money in the bank. So I knew by the time that check hit, this is when you could float checks. This was back in the day. I had 2 or 3 days before that check would hit. So on day 3, I would write a check for $15. I would take $10, put it in the bank to cover the first check. And that left me with $5. And then 2 or 3 days later, I would write another check for $20 to cover the check that I wrote for $15. And then that left me with another $5. And then 2 or 3 days later, I would write another check for $25. For $20 in there, and I would keep rolling. And I would roll like that until payday. But again, short-term fix to a long-term problem. But the long-term problem never gets addressed because all the attention is on the short-term fix. See, right now, you're focusing on the short-term fix. Right now, your man left. Right now, your woman left. Right now, you lost your job. Right now, you got a light bill that's due. Right now, there's something that's due and it's getting all of your attention. There's always going to be a short-term problem. Always. Guaranteed. That's how the system works. And the brain focuses on the short-term, not the long-term. Since the brain, now remember, you bring about what you think about. Since you're focused on the short term, the universe sends you short term. But notice that you are solving the short term problems. But you're pushing away and you ain't got time to address the long term solution. So you're never of addressing the long term or the real problem. You always are putting a Band-Aid on something that needs to be amputated or cut off. So you never solve the problem because you're dealing with a temporary or a minor situation. So self-sabotage is short-term success. And you are a short-term guru. Now remember, you're talking to the master. Master teacher means Master Sabotager, 33. So there's nobody that has failed more than me. They may have failed the same, but nobody's failed more. At least I ain't found them. If you know somebody that has failed more times than me, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I would like to meet my successor. I know they're out there somewhere. I know there's somebody out there that has failed more than me. I just ain't met him yet. I'm anxiously awaiting because I'm ready to release my crown of self-sabotager of the freaking decade. I'm ready to give it up. I'm ready to release the crown to somebody that is a greater failure than me. I know they out there. I know you out there somewhere. Step on up. Don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. Step on up, and I will release the crown to you. So, Brother Will, what are you saying, though, man? So, you've broken down self-sabotage, and, I get it. So, right now, I know that I'm creating problems in my own life that interferes with my goals. But the problems that I'm creating, why am I creating problems for myself? I don't want to create. I want to solve my problems. See, we create problems for ourselves because I wrote a book called Coping Mechanisms. That's your coping mechanism. That's how you procrastinate. This is called self-medication. So you're self-medicating yourself by producing a self-sabotaging drug called self-sabotage. Yeah. Choice. It's not alcohol. It's not cocaine. Your drug of choice is self-sabotaging. So self-sabotaging is self-medicating. So the way that you self-medicate is that you take a small problem and you put all of your energy and all of your attention on that small problem. And you solve it. That's why it works. See, self-sabotage works because it releases just enough dopamine in the body to make you think that you are successful. What is the number one self-medicating? What is the number one self-medicating drug? What is the number one self-sabotaging drug? What is the number one self-sabotaging medication in the world? It happens tomorrow around 10 or 11 a.m. It's called religion. The number one self-sabotaging drug on the planet is religion. Because the emotional fix that you get when you go hear the Reverend Dr. Bishop shout and turn over chairs and tell you, hold on, my brother, your blessing is coming. When you hear those words, that dopamine is released in your body and it produces a temporary fix. You got a temporary feeling. You ain't got no freaking knowledge. You ain't learned shiznit about how to pay your freaking bills. You ain't learned about how to lose no weight. You ain't learned about how to maintain a better relationship with your wife or your husband. In fact, you going to church, it pisses them off even more. You are sabotaging your relationship. You ain't got a clue. You still think that that religion is real. And you get an emotional feeling. You walk out that church and you feel that your problem has been solved until you get home or until Monday morning when that creditor calls. So, yeah, Mr. John, we noticed that y'all make that payment this month. We was wondering if we could go and make that payment today. Can we use the credit card on file, sir? And you say, hold on. That feeling that you had on Sunday, oh, it's gone on Monday, boo-boo. So you're going to go back next Sunday with that same feeling. And then the Monday after that, guess what's going to happen? That same creditor, he's calling you. Why? Because you're not learning how to solve your problems. You're just learning how to feel good while you got your problems. You're not learning how to solve problems, brother. You're not learning how to solve problems. You're learning how to maintain a good feeling while living with your problems. This is called self-sabotage management. You're learning how to manage your sabotage. You're not learning how to stop it. You're learning how to manage it. It's like we don't have disease care. We got disease management. We don't have health care. We got health management. We don't have a wealth creation. We have a poverty maintaining system. We got a system in place by which to maintain poverty. We don't have a system in place by which to create wealth. Unless you join the Kingdom Midnight Training Center and listen to my shows and really digest the words that I'm saying. Not hear them, but implement them. Now remember, tonight's message is not for most of the members of the Kingdom Midnight Training Center. Tonight's message is only for about 10%. So by that's one person out of every 10 members that this message is for. One. Now, hopefully, you're that one out of 10. Hopefully. But I'm not gonna put my money on the fact that you're the one. Hopefully, you're the one. You are the person who said that, Brother Will, I don't want the 1-year program, brother. I don't want the 5-year program. I want the 30-day program. I don't want to hang on till next Sunday to get my blessing, brother. I want to get my blessing. I want to get my blessing right now. In fact, I don't want a blessing. I want a blessing. Go ahead and bless me right now. Download the joy of heaven into my life right now. Anybody want to be blessed? Or you still want to be blessed? If you want to be blessed, all you got to do is one thing. Accept who you are. That's it. Accept. Now, what do I mean by accept who you are? Because you should be saying, well, brother, I already accept myself, brother. Oh, so you thought I was talking about your ego. Oh, so you think I've been talking for an hour about your ego. Oh, that's what had happened. See, what had happened was you thought I was talking about you, yourself, and your other self. I'm not talking about them three. You can bury all three of them. I'm talking about that still small voice that you don't listen to, that's deep down inside, the one that tells you where your natural hair that God gave you, that one that tells you your eyes ain't blue or gray, take out them freaking fake contacts and show the world your natural beauty, that one that tells you take out them freaking three layers of makeup and foundation, take that weave out your head, take out them fake nails, take out that freaking padded panties. Men, you know, now they got men, you can buy, you know, a padded t-shirt, make your chest look bigger. Yeah, you know, men got padded underwear too. I saw the same way you can, you know, fake calf muscles to make your legs look bigger. What? What the hell is going on? It's freaking everybody's fake. There ain't no more real people now. I feel sorry for it. I was like, man, if you go to the club, oh man, you ain't telling them what the hell you bring home. You ain't gonna find out until you get home and they take off all of the stuff. You don't know if it's a male or female. Nowadays, if you go to the club and you bring somebody home, you are taking your life in your own hand. God forbid you sleep with somebody in the dark. God have mercy on your soul. It's like you playing Russian roulette. That's what's going on now. Do you mean to tell me you hate yourself? There are people that hate themselves so much, they want to whack off their pecker and turn it into a vajayjay. It's the craziest thing I've seen since sliced bread. There's men taking hormones to nullify the testosterone in their body, and they're taking estrogen so that they can grow chichis because they hate their self-image. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't know if y'all want me to talk about self-sabotaging. I don't know if you really want me to be honest. I think I'm going to just keep talking in circles, because if I tell you the truth instead of the circle version, like I always say, we probably not going to be friends, because I'm going to tell you about yourself. See, I don't really know if you want me to be the person to tell you who you really are and how you being fake. So I just think you want me to continue to coddle you. I just think you want me to continue to talk in circles. I don't really think you want me to be, see, I've been fake 50 plus. I can spot fake on freaking Pluto. So you can lie to other people, but you cannot lie to me. I am not the one, boo-boo. Now, people, just because I don't call you on your shiznits, it don't mean I don't see it. Now, you can play church. You keep doing the same shiznits over and over again, and you keep explaining to me how it's benefiting you and how you're moving forward. But trust me, I was born at night. But I'm coddling you because I know you can't handle the truth right now. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Let's keep it real. There's nothing wrong with it. So we can continue to lie to each other. But just make sure that you know that I know. Now, I ain't got to tell you that I know. But you know that I know that you're lying. And you know that you're lying. You know that everything that you're saying is a lie. But it's your lie. So it's okay. So if you believe that you're making ground, if you believe that what you're doing is right, if you believe that what you're doing, that's the best thing that you're supposed to be doing for your life, if you believe that bullshit, okay, I'll verify and I'll go along with it. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you know, maybe not you, but somebody that you know, is going to get to the point where you're going to get tired of going around the mulberry bush. Now, you can do like the children of Egypt. It can take you 40 years to complete a 40-day journey. Or you can just go straight. Remember, immediate measurable results or self-sabotaging medication. So you're medicating yourself by self-sabotaging yourself. What is your medication? Dopamine. Ah, yeah, Brother Will, I feel good. I know I'm sabotaging myself, brother, but I feel good, brother. It feels good. We all want to feel. We don't want to be real. Why? If you be real, that means that you got to go from the church age to the kingdom age. See, you can't be a king or a queen. Kings and queens, they make decisions that's best for the kingdom. They take the key because they're the king or the queen. They take the key, which is be authentic, be real, in order to rule their kingdom. A true king, he never administers the punishment, or he never allows somebody else to administer the punishment or the reward except himself. Let me say that again. A true king, the born king, the born queen, they never administer punishment, or they never administer or give a reward. They never delegate that responsibility to something else or someone else. They always do it themselves. Let me say that again. A born king, a born queen, a true king, and a true queen, they never delegate their responsibilities to something or someone else. They never, ever, ever, ever delegate. They do it them freaking selves. A true king. Now, if you're a paper tiger, it's always the white man's fault. It's always your man's fault. It's always your children's fault. It's always somebody. Now, I know, as a former paper tiger, as a 50 years of being fake, 50 years of being a loser, 50 years of being a no-down, dirty dog, a 50 years of being a worthless piece of shiznit, I can talk about it. Now, you, or you new to the game. You in your early 20s? Oh, okay, boo-boo, then, okay. This message is not for you. You're just getting started in the game. It's not your fault. You don't understand. The devil's running circles around you. I'm not. If you're under 30, yeah, this message is not for you. If you're a man and you're under 40, yeah, this message is probably not for you. This message is for seasoned veterans like me, professional sabotagers. If you are a professional self-sabotager, it's time to step up, boo-boo. How do you step up? Be authentic. How do you be authentic? Do you think being authentic means talking to or addressing anyone or anything outside of the self? If you do, you are sorely mistaken. And somewhere along the line, I've made a great error, a grave error in my communicating. So let me be crystal clear. There is no problem outside the self. Let me be crystal clear. There is no problem outside of the self. Let me be crystal clear. There is no problem outside of the self. Let me be crystal clear. There is no problem outside of the self. Let me be crystal clear. Let me be transparent. It ain't the white man. It ain't the black man. It ain't the dog. It ain't the cat. It ain't your mama. It ain't your daddy. It ain't your man. It ain't your side man. It ain't your chick. It ain't your side chick. It ain't your wannabe chick. The problem is you. If you want to see the devil, go look in the mirror. And if you want to see God, go look in the mirror. You are the sum total of all your problems, and you are the sum total of all your solutions. If it is to be, it is up to me. If it is to be, it is up to you. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because I talk in circles, sometimes people get lost, and they get confused. And they say, well, Brother Will, I thought you said, brother, that it was the devil. The devil was after me. Boo-boo. Look in the mirror if you want to see the devil. But brother, I'm hanging on because I know my blessing is coming. God is, Jesus is going to do it for me, brother. I'm hanging on. Jesus is my husband. Really? How they working out for you? Jesus is my wife. People have told me that. I don't need a man. I'm married to Jesus. Really? Okay, God bless you with that. But you need to look in the mirror because that's called self-delusion. That's called, you know, the most delusional people are on the planet are freaking Christians. Again, how do I know? Brother Will, how can you make that statement? What the hell do you think I read this in a book? Where do you think my grandiose delusion came from? It didn't come from a white man. It came from religion. Religion taught me the faith movement. Religion taught me naming, claiming. Religion taught me all of the crazy bullshitness that I tried and I did and failed miserably. Every religious guru that I know is fake. I don't know that one guru. I don't know not one religious person that's not fake. Not one. All of them are fake. Now, I know. I know what you're thinking. You're the exception to the rule. I used to think that too. Until I got real. Now, let me close on a positive note. Because people hear my disdain for religion. Because every Sunday morning, if you want to see the devil, just go to church. If anybody want to see the devil, just pick a church and go. He sits on the front row. 99.99999% of the time, he in the pulpit. I'm just keeping it real. Now, how do you know the devil when you see him? See, a lot of people, they can't recognize demons. Craziest things in sliced bread. Now, again, as a retired demon, as a former IMP, since I didn't read about IMPism, I went to school of I went to emptology. So I'm a graduate. I graduated cum laude from Imp University. Now, as a former imp, little devil, IMP, I was trained in the art of EMP. As I've said before, EMP, electromagnetic pulse. That's a thought. So now remember, they wait for you to have a thought, and then they hijack your thought. They change it, and they give it back to you. And then you say, that was a great idea I just had. Did you just have that idea? As a retired imp, that thought you got, it came from one of my homeboys, one of my ex-homeboys. See, I used to be in a gang. It wasn't called the Blood of the Crips. It was called the Imps. And as, you know, when I was in the gang called the Imps, you know, we did the devil's bidding. And the devil would tell us to use our electromagnetic pulse ability to do something. So I was an IMP that used EMP to be a PIMP. Now, right now, you've been pimped. Now, I was an emotional pimp. That's the best kind. See, an energy pimp, are we good? What we do is we pimp your chi. We pimp your prana. We pimp your pneuma. So that way you feel emotionally drained all the time because you've been pimped. But you don't know that you are an electromagnetic prostitute. See, nobody told you. That's why I'm here to tell you what I used to do. Now, I know, you probably ain't ran across no pimps like me. But let me make sure you understand. We out here. There's a plethora. All of my former homeboys, they still employed. I just got tired. I just started keeping my own energy. I got tired of being electromagnetically pimped. So now I keep my own energy to my freaking self. I don't give my energy to nobody, male or female. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I know that your brain is like, what the is he talking about? Let me be crystal clear. Crystal, who playing you? Who can produce an emotional response from you? Who is the only person that can get next to you? Who is the only person that can get you to react? Think, brothers, think. Is it your wife? Is it your man? It's probably your pastor. It may be the, is your supervisor on your job, is he the only one that can say stuff to get you to react? Who push your buttons? Who in your life pushes your buttons? That's your pimp. That's your electromagnetic pimp. He's your EMP, electromagnetic pimp. And he's using an electromagnetic pulse, and it's called a thought. Now, I really don't know. This is circle talk, because again, I just can't tell you the truth, because you're gonna get mad at me. You're gonna get pissed off at me. So I said it without saying it. This is circle talk. Just doing, we're doing a campsite circle talk. Because if I tell you the truth, straight, no ice, if I don't water it down, if I just give you straight vodka, if I don't put no orange juice in it, but it's going to be like, this is like that Everclear. Y'all ever drinking in that vodka that it was called back in the day, Everclear, like 100 proof, whatever, I forgot how many proofs it was, but that shit just was strong. You take one sip of it and it just freaking burns. And you clean out your throat. See, that's the truth. See, I gave you a little vodka tonight, but I watered it down with a whole bunch of OJ. So you got a little sip, but it was watered down. Brothers and sisters, it's time to get out of the school of self-sabotage. How do you get out? By simply enrolling in the school of self-sufficiency. How do you be self-sufficient? Keep your energy to yourself. How do you keep your energy to yourself? Never react with energy. How do you never react with energy? Do not be emotionally invested in nothing but your purpose. Not your person, your purpose. Don't be emotionally invested in your person. Don't be emotionally invested in no other person. Only be emotionally invested in other people's purpose. Do not be emotionally invested in me. Only be emotionally invested in my purpose, my product, my service, or my information. Because if I fall off the wagon today, we'll be tomorrow. Because purpose comes from a person, and that person has a place, and that place is called the kingdom. If you connect it to the king and his kingdom, he's going to give you some keys that override every person on this planet. You will never be pimped again in your life, because the king will give you the key to see through pimpology. Your energy can't be pimped. You ain't going to be nobody's B-C-H. Time out. You ain't no boinch. Them days over with. You ain't nobody's hoe. You ain't nobody's B-I-T-C-H. Aren't you tired of being pimped? Aren't you tired of being emotionally freaking bushwhacked? Aren't you tired of having your emotions up and down all day, every day? Aren't you tired of being emotionally drained every Sunday? Aren't you tired? Are you not tired yet? Or when you're tired, you got my email. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com once you get tired. Because brothers and sisters, I guarantee you, after 50 years in the game, 50 years in the game, not in the books, in the game. This is an energy game. This is an energy war. I ain't met nobody better than me. I ain't bragging. I ain't tooting my own horn. I'm not sitting over here thinking I'm God's gift to the planet. Like I said, I failed my way to success. I'm the biggest failure on earth. You because I'm successful. You're following me because I'm a failure. I can tell you everything not to do. 1,000 ways to fail. 1,000 ways to self-sabotage yourself. And what you're doing is one of the things I used to do. So stop. How do you stop? Start. How do you start? Be authentic. How do you be authentic? Fall in love with your name and your dirty birth. How do we do that? Accept it. Well, I don't like, you ain't got to like yourself. Just love yourself. How do I love myself? You can only love what you spend time with. So you mean to tell me you don't like yourself and you freaking just found out about yourself? Before you enrolled in my program, you didn't even know what the hell a Dear Canary report was. You didn't even know your life path numbers. You didn't even know what the letters F. Does anybody listen to the sound of my voice? Do you know what every letter in your name means? So you mean to tell me you don't even like yourself and you don't even know yourself? That's pimpology 101. That's how you know you got a demon attached to you. Because he's pimping you. Because he's making you feel shitness is not real. See, everything that you feel, they put in your head. The contrails put that fear, doubt, and unbelief in your head. That's why you got it. It's not yours. They put it there. So you mean to tell me you have a feeling? Where you get that feeling from? Every time you have a feeling, you should write down where it came from. If you cannot, you wake up and you say, damn, I just feel depressed. Where or why you feel depressed? I don't know. The devil. Who's the devil? That thought in your head. What thought? That thought is unconscious. You don't even know you're having the thought. It's an unconscious. It is below the threshold of consciousness. So you mean to tell me you just wake up in the morning and you pissed off and you don't even know why? You just woke up. Nobody said nothing to you yet. The children ain't even came in the bedroom and gave you a hug. The dog ain't even pissed on the carpet yet. Your husband ain't even going to work. The phone ain't rang. Nothing happened. You just woke up and you pissed off. That means that you've been mind deaf. That means somebody's controlling you. You need to get that demon out your head. How do you get it out your head? By getting in your head. How do you get in your head? By sitting down and understanding what God put in your head. What did he put in your head? He put characteristics and attributes in your head that's based upon the letters of your name and the date of your birth. And if you don't know the letters of your name and the date of your birth, those four numbers that I gave you in your life optimization circle, your life is not going to be optimized, and you're going to continue self-sabotaging yourself because you're not being yourself. You don't even know yourself. How in the world can you be something you don't know? Brothers and sisters, time out. Let's stop sabotaging ourselves. Disenroll from the school of self-sabotage and enroll in the school of self-sufficiency. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. May the big G, the one that has a name that is above every name, the name that is written on this thigh that no man can pronounce, the Father of all light, all good gifts come down from the Father of light. May the Son continue to lead you and guide you through the Ruach and the Pneuma that has been downloaded inside of you. And as always, my brothers, and as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
That right.
If you don't get it, pass.
breakthrough.